T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police say residents of the Little Village neighborhood, fed up with gang violence, were invaluable in helping to get charges filed against a 19-year-old man for the murder last month of a nurse. The story from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
32-year-old Frank Aguilar was going to visit family and was carrying his laundry when shots were fired from a passing car and he was killed. There were no witnesses, according to Deputy Chief of Detectives Brendan Dinahan, but he says neighbors came up with surveillance video showing a passenger firing from a Jeep Commander, and detectives with the gang unit found it.
The individual who was charged with murder didn't give us a story and tell us why. It appears that these individuals get in a car and they're like, we're going to go target the rival gang. And they just see somebody and they decide, well, that looks like a rival gang member, we'll shoot him. It's obviously not a rival gang member. So, yeah, it's terrible.
The driver, he says, Armando Lopez, has been charged with first-degree murder. He is not cooperating, Dinahan says, and they are still looking for the shooter. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
5 women from Chicago are accused in a multi-state shoplifting spree.
It came to an end in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, where the 5 were arrested after stealing an estimated $1,500 worth of merchandise from a supermarket. A search of their van turned up a total of $25,000 worth of stolen beauty products, along with lists of various theft locations ranging from Illinois to Georgia. The 5 were tentatively identified as Antoinette Avant, Kasha Jackson, Kanisha Price, Elena Rios, and Kimberly Coffer. However, police say those might be aliases. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A warning for residents of River North and Streeterville about 3 robberies there, all happening last Sunday. In each incident, 3 to 4 males approached victims on the street and took personal property by force. Police say it happened in the 200 block of West Grand, the 100 block of East Ohio, and in the 500 block of East Grand. And a city task force begins meeting today to consider redrawing Chicago's affordable housing rules.
Lawyer Rich Corwitter, who represents developers, told a city council housing committee meeting that increasing their obligations to build affordable housing with no recourse will hurt the area.
Construction costs are at an all-time high. No market has had a larger increase in construction costs in Chicago. Couple that with uncertainty with regard to unfunded pension liabilities, and it's a nightmare for prospective development.
But housing advocates like 25th Ward Alderman Byron Sicho Lopez discount the dire predictions and say they want to keep people from being forced out of neighborhoods because of higher costs.
Today, affordable housing is not an option. It's our priority, and we will take a serious matter.
At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Parents are said to be in shock in Valparaiso, where the school district is ending the dual language immersion pilot program at one of the city's elementary schools at the end of the academic year. The Northwest Indiana Times reports it coincides with the resignation for personal reasons of Parkview Elementary's principal, who championed the program. The program taught students equally in both English and Spanish. Say goodbye to the old Culver Lion House at the Lincoln Park Zoo. The zoo has begun a gut rehab of the outdated facility for big cats thanks to a $15 million gift from donors Richard and Roxalyn Pepper. The Tribune says the renovation will include a zip line to deliver food, better spaces for breeding, and a new indoor space for social events for humans. It's about 1,000 vacated and many more to go as Cook County prosecutors began yesterday to clear convictions for low-level marijuana possession. This is Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox.
The collateral consequences of these convictions in Cook County, specifically to communities of color, have been far and wide, impacting everything from housing, employment, and education.
For those found guilty of possessing more than 30 grams of marijuana, convictions must be reviewed on a case-by-case basis. Legal recreational marijuana begins in Illinois on January 1st. Governor Pritzker is putting up $5 million of his own money to back a campaign supporting a graduated income tax in Illinois.
The flat income tax in Illinois would be replaced by one that charges higher rates as incomes reach certain levels. Governor Pritzker says that's a fair approach to taxation, though he suspects opponents will be spending a lot of money to try to convince Illinois voters to reject the necessary amendment to the state constitution when it appears on the ballot next November.
Certainly there's been a threat by lots of well-funded right-wing organizations and individuals to preserve the unfair tax system that exists today.
Pritzker says he doesn't know if he'll contribute even more money to the pro-graduated tax campaign. The governor says he hopes other supporters of the graduated tax will also contribute. Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Oak Park Public Health Department is tracking 11 confirmed or suspected cases of whooping cough in the western suburb. Mike Charlie is Oak Park's public health director.
Four students at Oak Park River Forest High School. We had two additional children in the community don't go to schools in Oak Park. And then we had one student at Lincoln Elementary, one student at Mann Elementary. And then we have two additional cases that we're still investigating. And then we do have the one teacher at Oak Park River Forest High School, but she's a DuPage County resident.
Charlie recommends people who suspect they have a simple cold or minor upper respiratory infection see a doctor to determine if they have a whooping cough and to get antibiotic treatment.
That's the WBBM All Local. Updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.